It's not just visiting athletes, of course. Polluted air and water are a major issue for all Chinese and the Chinese government. Beijing recently made sustainable development one of its priorities. But there's disagreement on how to measure the costs of pollution. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, some local governments are resisting Beijing's new environmental policies.
Last year, China's government estimated that the effects of pollution wiped out $67 billion, or roughly 3% of the nation's 2004 gross domestic product. This was the first time China had tried to measure the country's sustainable development by calculating a so-called green GDP. The calculation was welcomed by environmentalists, including Greenpeace China's Yang Ailun.
China's problem is that its officials think only of economic development while ignoring environmental protection. We have to have a way to tell people that development must be balanced.
But some local officials worried that the green GDP would make them look bad, and they successfully lobbied the government to stop releasing the figures. Last month, Xie Fuzhan, commissioner of the National Bureau of Statistics, briefed reporters on the issue. As for the calculation of a green GDP, which everyone wants to see, he said, we regret to inform you that we cannot release the figures, as there is no international standard for calculating this sort of GDP, nor is there any country that conducts such calculations. It's true that governments generally don't calculate green GDPs. Then again, they also don't rate local officials' job performance on the basis of their local economic growth figures, as China does. Ma Jun is director of the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs, an NGO.
If we want to change their view of performance, we need to change the way to rate their performance. So I think, you know, green GDP accounting is probably the easiest way.
The best way to hold local officials accountable for their environmental actions, Ma says, would be through democratic elections, independent courts, and a free press. But he doesn't see any signs of that happening soon. Environmentalists are also troubled by recent reports that Chinese officials censored a World Bank study on the cost of pollution. The World Bank's head of mission in China is David Dollar. He says that the report's key finding was that air and water pollution cost China some 5.8% of GDP a year.
Behind that is both some health factors and some non-health factors. And the health factor, one important part of that is the excess mortality. And I thought the midpoint estimate for the excess mortality is around 450,000.
The Financial Times said that including the toll from indoor air pollution, the World Bank's report estimated 750,000 premature deaths a year in China from pollution. China denies suppressing any of the report's figures. David Dollar just says that not all the figures have been released yet and that he plans to get them out soon. He adds that the World Bank's report also showed some encouraging trends.
People are willing to pay a lot to have cleaner air, and we know the initial steps to get there are not that expensive. So good public policy in China now is to clean up air and water pollution because the cost of the pollution is significantly higher than the cost of cleaning it up.
But skeptics say that local officials who deny or try to cover up the problem are unlikely to look very hard for a solution. The outspoken vice head of China's state environmental protection agency, Pan Yue, wrote this year that the real cost of pollution could be as high as 13% of GDP each year, and that would effectively offset all of China's economic growth over the past two decades. China, he warns, is racking up an environmental debt that, if not paid, could someday bankrupt it. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.